Sports Minutes with Elliot Danker and Ziaul Roshan.
Money FM 89.3. It is now time for Sports Minutes. Elliot Danker and Ziaul Roshan checking in.
Yep, looking forward to this one. Elliot, I've received some feedback. I think it's quite public that me and you are Manchester United fans. Our fans who listen to us, they want an objective opinion on the title race. And I think you've got someone lined up who can give us just that. Well, hopefully.
Well, I like this guy because every time he scores a goal, he does this DJ mix sort of celebration, which I thought was the coolest celebration back in the day. So on the line with us is ex-Liverpool and Leicester legend Emil Heskey. Emil, good evening. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I hope you are all good.
Not too bad, sir. And of course, Emil Heskey will be in town for the StarHub Football Legends event. Let's kick off getting to know our newfound friend.
Emil, it's brilliant to have you with us. And I understand you're going to be in town for that event. How excited are you to come back to the Lion City?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Obviously, it's always great to come back over to Singapore and the StarHub Football Festival as part of StarHub Football for All. Engaging with the community and bringing football enthusiasts of all ages together. We'll have a coaching clinic designed for under 12s and under 16s, and then obviously an exhibition match against Singapore legends, which will be good. And then obviously engaging with the wonderful Singapore fans. I've been there many a times, and they love their football and they have a love for teams in red. So that'll be great. The StarHub Football Festival will be on April the 21st, 5:30 at Campion's Hub. Tickets are on sale at cystic.com.
All right, should be quite the festival. And like you said, all the fans of teams who wear red are going to be there. Let's talk about one team that wears red, your former team, Emil, Liverpool. Any chance we could talk a little bit about how things look a little bit tricky at the tail end of Jurgen Klopp's farewell tour?
Yeah, it's been a tough time recently. Obviously, they've got through a really, really difficult time with a lot of injuries, but now players are coming back, and it's been a long season. You can see it's taken its toll on some players. The one thing is they're creating a lot of chances. The other thing is they're missing a lot of chances. So it's been a tough time for them. I'd have to say that they've put the ball in someone else's court now.
Yeah, certainly looks like Liverpool are not in the driver's seat. But Emil, you touched on it there. Chances are being created. You're a former striker yourself. How difficult is it when confidence is low on that scoring front? And do you expect the current crop to find their boots soon?
Yeah, look, I think if they carry on creating the chances, I'm sure they will find their boots again. We at the beginning of the season, we were criticising certain players for missing quite a few chances, but then they still go on and score 16 goals a season, which is still a reasonable outlay. So I'm guessing they will get their shooting boots back on, but there will be a bit of frustration there as well because they are creating a lot of chances. I went to watch the Man United game. I did the Man United FA Cup game. Mm-hmm. And the reality is they battered Man United but lost that game. And then they go and played Man United in the league. They do the same again where they created chance after chance after chance, and they end up drawing that game. So you can't keep doing it and thinking that you're going to get away with it, especially if you're not if you're conceding goals as well.
Emil, talk to us a little bit about the pressures of a footballer in a big team like Liverpool. You would never imagine it took them 30 years to win the league title again. But when you walk into that dressing room, it's almost expected that you win that league title. Will Jurgen Klopp's legacy be tarnished if he only walks away with the League Cup this season?
I don't think it will be tarnished. Again, when you're talking about his legacy, he's brought the club back, the club, the fans, the neutrals, and the media back together again. In essence, when you're looking at what he's done a fantastic job, and the way that he's done it, and the football that they're playing. The difficulties as a footballer is, and especially at the top clubs, Man United have it right now, where they're not necessarily doing so well, but there's an expectation. You go from one club where you're playing and, you know, you win a game, you draw a game, you lose a game, and it's not so bad. You can't do that at Man United. You can't do that at Liverpool. You can't do that at Chelsea. You can't do that at the Arsenals. It's about winning games. It's about. I remember when I played at Liverpool, our thing was we never lose two games in a row. Mm. So these are the pressures that we put on ourselves. But again, everyone thrives within certain environments when you have pressure. Mm. So you've got to understand that pressure is going to be there when you go to the bigger clubs.
Yeah, it certainly is. And you talk about winning there. One man who can't stop winning at the moment is Xabi Alonso, recently crowned Bundesliga champion. Were you surprised that he turned down the Liverpool opportunity?
Yes, I was very surprised, because when you see the, especially younger managers, when you see a big club coming from, they'll generally jump at the chance, because they always say, you never know if you're going to get another chance. I think in his mind, he's already mapped out what his plans are. He's done a fantastic job so far, and he's obviously seeing himself as staying in this job for another year, 2 years, building his credentials even more to then go and move on to a bigger stage. And that bigger stage could be wherever he wants to, I think, because of the way that he's... the way that he's embraced coaching and the way that he's embraced his philosophy and implanted it into the team, he's shown some amazing traits.
Now, Emil, I've read some reports of a possible U-turn for Xabi Alonso. Are you expecting that? I mean, you're closer to the ground than any of us.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm expecting any U-turn. When you say I'm closer to the ground... I know just as much as you, to be honest with you. But I don't expect a U-turn. When same as when you're playing. Yeah. When you're playing, your career is kind of mapped out in your head how you want it to go. And yeah, there might be a few shifts, a few changes here and there, but you know exactly where you want to be and how you want it to go. And I'm sure he will have it in his head what he wants. So I doubt he would change that.
So. If it's not Xabi Alonso, do you have an ideal successor to Jurgen Klopp?
It's a difficult one, and I'll tell you why it's a difficult one. Whoever comes in, and this is just me being a fan now, I'm not sure I'll give him a realistic chance, a real chance. The reason being is I'll still be saying, yeah, but... Jurgen did it this way. Yeah, but Jurgen would have done this. Yeah, but Jurgen's team did this. And I don't know if I can change that mindset. I've already seen it in my mind that I'll constantly saying, yeah, but Jurgen did this, and yeah, but Jurgen did that, and yeah, but... Whereas we've got to give whoever comes in an opportunity to be himself, because he's not Jurgen. And he's got to be able to implant what he feels is right for himself and the team. And we've seen it so many times with Man United. Mm-hmm. You're still trying to find the next Fergie instead of moving away from that and saying, well, what's next? How does it look? Can we move on? They haven't moved on, and I think we're going to have similar with Jurgen.
Yep, and one club also trying to replace a legend is Arsenal, Arsene Wenger. It seems like Mikel Arteta is on the right trajectory, but even Arsenal had a damaging weekend this past weekend in the Premier League. Do you expect more twists and turns in that Premier League title race, Emil?
I would like to say yes. But we all know how ruthless City are towards the end of a season.
Yep.
Yeah.
They are ruthless. They don't give up. And sadly, I believe it's theirs.
Okay. Emil, let's talk about one of your former clubs, Leicester City. They gave us a fairy tale a couple of years ago, and now they're trying to push for the championship. Understand you're involved in the Foxes women's team? Tell us more.
Yeah, I was involved with the Foxes women's about 3 years ago. I got involved. I was asked to be ambassador, and then I got involved in some of the coaching. And I really enjoyed it. But they're having a fantastic season. Mm-hmm. It's pretty similar to the Premier League, mm-hmm. where no one really wants to go and win it. you know, you've got Leeds, you've got Ipswich, you've got Leicester, and then you've got Southampton creeping up there, winning games. I know Leicester got Southampton as well still. There's four massive, massive cup finals for Leicester now to give them that opportunity to get up into the Premier, get back up into the Premier League. They played some amazing football along the way. Again, when you look at their XG and you look at their chances created, it's been immense. Mm. But you don't get wins from chances created.
Yeah,
you've got to convert them, and that's one of the key aspects especially in the last 10 games.
Yeah, it's certainly exciting how that championship race is panning out. And you mentioned some of the teams, Leeds, Southampton, Leicester, all a lot of interest in this part of the world, especially with those teams. So I'm tempted to ask, Emil, we often hear the Premier League and the championship, the gulf is too big. Is that true? And how big is it actually for the likes of Leicester to make that step up, hopefully, next season?
The gulf is huge, I would say, in the sense of you look at Luton. Luton went up and they're doing well. Mm. But their salaries are night and day with some of the teams in the Premier League. And you're looking at the points difference and I wouldn't even say the style of play, it's just the different in the gulf in the players is huge. So, but the one thing we do love about the Premier League is your Lutons, your Burnleys, your Sheffield Uniteds can really give the top teams a run for their money on their day. Okay. And that's why we love the Premier League. You know, you look at Palace going and beating Liverpool. Mm. Now, me and you would have sat down before that game and would have said we'd have put our house on Liverpool winning that game comfortably. Mm. But that's why we love the Premier League. They got Palace gone beat Liverpool. And, you know, they created not just that one chance, they created several chances.
Yeah.
So this is why we love the Premier League. And there's got to be a belief when you're going up into the Premier League as well. And I believe whoever goes up, well, you're looking at Ipswich, they've scored so many goals. Their goal difference is huge. They've conceded a lot more than Leicester, but they've scored probably, I think, 10 more goals. You know, and then you're looking at teams like that going up, and the key thing is do you change your philosophy when you go up, or do you stick with it? You look at Burnley, stick with it, and you've got to be brave. You've got to be brave to do that. A lot would just sit back and try and consolidate and not get beat by 6 and 7. Mm. We saw Chelsea win last night. What was it, 6?
Yeah.
It's a tough league when you go up.
Okay, Emil, speaking of tough, my friend Raushan has prepared a couple of quick fire questions for you to get fans warmed up for this weekend. Emil, who is your all-time favourite strike partner?
Michael Owen.
Your all-time favourite manager?
I always have two. I can't really separate them. I say Martin O'Neill and Gerard Houllier.
Oh, nice. Favourite stadium?
Anfield.
Your most memorable goal?
5-1 against Germany.
Who is your current pick for Premier League Player of the Season?
Wow, that's a tough one. You know what? Because I watched the game last night and he was brilliant, I'm going to go Cole Palmer.
Nice.
And who's the flop of the season so far?
Flop of the season. I'm not really good at these ones, to be honest with you. I don't really like because again, when you've managed to get into the Premier League or you're playing in the top clubs, you can't be a flop. So I'd rather pass on that one.
Okay, I'll help you, Emil. I'll help you. Anthony from Man United is the flop of the season.
But yeah, has he played?
Fair question. I think that tells us everything we need to know. All right, manager of the season.
You know what? I'm gonna go towards the bottom of the league, and I'm gonna go the Luton manager. The reason I say that is because they're a bit of a breath of fresh air in the sense of the way that they play and the points that they've garnished. Because I never thought that they actually would even get a point, to be honest.
Okay, Emil, and this is the most difficult question of them all. If you could only choose one, would you choose England to win the Euros or Liverpool to win the league?
Right now, you mean? So one of the two right now?
One of the two right now. Season. Yep, this season.
I would say Liverpool.
Wow.
The reason being, I'll say, is Klopp's last season.
Yeah.
Let's give him his flowers. Let's give him what he deserves.
Emil, it could be Southgate's last tournament as well, but that's a conversation.
No, it won't be Southgate's last tournament. He's done a fantastic job, so he'll be there for a while if he wants it.
England to win or Liverpool to win. Emil, we hope you win against the Singapore legends this weekend. And this is coming from a Singaporean. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. We've been speaking to Emil Heskey, Liverpool and Leicester City legend.
Sports Minutes on Money FM 89.3.